the Fable 5 fallout. Export controls, hidden guardrails, and a trust crisis. The Trump administration's decision to slap export controls on Anthropic's Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models followed a frantic 24-hour scramble that reads more like a diplomatic crisis than a tech policy dispute. According to Politico's reconstruction, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy raised concerns about Fable's guardrail bypasses directly to the White House on Thursday, 2 days after public release. By Friday morning, Treasury Secretary Bessent, White House Cyber Director Karen Cross, Commerce Secretary Lutnick, and other senior officials were in emergency meetings. When they finally reached CEO Dario Madet, after what the administration claims was a delay and Anthropic flatly denies, three tense calls followed. Amodei defended Fable's safeguards and argued the bypasses were narrow rather than universal jailbreaks. Bessent told him directly he was making a bad decision. 90 minutes later, the export controls landed, disabling both models for all customers. The accounts diverge on good faith. The White House insists it spent hours begging Anthropic to cooperate. Anthropic counters it was given a 90-minute deadline with no details on the actual threat. Former AI czar David Sachs backed the administration, expressing bafflement that Anthropic hasn't wanted to comply with safety requests that it previously said were its highest priority. Anthropic built its brand on being the safety-first lab, the company whose CEO likens his own technology to nuclear weapons. When the government took that framing at face value and demanded action, the company balked. The irony is structural. The guardrail architecture that triggered this crisis had already been under fire. Days before the export controls, Anthropic apologized for embedding invisible safeguards in Fable 5 that silently degraded responses when the system detected distillation attempts. Users were never told their queries triggered the filter or that responses had been altered. The system card disclosed the approach, but the practical effect was that security researchers and developers couldn't tell authentic outputs from quietly sabotaged ones. Anthropic reversed course under intense backlash, announcing queries would now fall back visibly to Opus 4.8 with explicit notification. We went with invisible safeguards, and that was the wrong trade-off. Reuven Cohen argued the Fable situation is not an exception. It is a preview. Frontier models are becoming instruments of state security policy, with ENISA and select enterprises getting hardened access while the open market gets whatever survives the regulatory gauntlet. Greg Eisenberg's practical response was to spend his weekend going deep on local models, publishing a 7-step guide from runtime installation through quantization to tool integration. Don't build your entire workflow on something that can disappear with a single letter. A commenter pushed back that replicating frontier capability locally costs 6 figures. The tension is real. Local models are insurance, not a replacement for the frontier.
Agent security meets enterprise reality. CCSA just killed the CVSS compliance theater, and it is about time. Binding Operational Directive 2604, prioritizing security updates based on risk, replaces generic severity-based patch mandates with risk-tiered remediation anchored in 4 factors, whether the asset is publicly exposed, whether the vulnerability appears in the known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, whether exploitation can be automated, and whether exploitation delivers total or partial control. The shift from patch every 9.0 plus immediately to understand which ones actually matter has been industry best practice for years, but most organizations, including federal agencies, continued to waste enormous effort remediating noise. The timing is not coincidental. The vulnpocalypse of AI-driven vulnerability discovery and autonomous exploitation is industrializing the threat landscape. One documented gap, CSIS VulnRecmit provides SSVC decisions for only 45% of CVEs, leaving substantial triage work for agencies operating without enrichment data. While BOD 2604 binds only federal civilian agencies, expected to propagate through procurement requirements, FedRAMP updates, and contractor mandates. The agent governance problem is heading the same direction, from theoretical concern to compliance requirement, but tooling lags the policy conversation. Ofer Mayor, prepping for an ISO 27001 audit, noticed the gap. Every employee goes through security training adapted to company policies and gets tested on retention, but agents touching emails, code repos, and credentials operate at the mercy of whoever built them. His proof-of-concept framework applies the same principle to AI agents. They bake security context in at session start, run a quiz that a different model grades to validate the guardrails actually took, and generate an audit trail for the non-human workforce. It does not make an agent secure, and a tested agent is still prompt injectable. But it shifts the bar from hope the developer thought about it, to the agent demonstrated awareness of what it should and shouldn't do. As one commenter noted, this is one layer of what should be multi-layered agent security. The auditors will eventually ask for it. On the offensive side, Azure RedOps dropped as a comprehensive Swiss Army tool for Azure and Entra ID red teaming.
The Python toolkit wraps common red team workflows. ROPC authentication, device code phishing, interactive browser capture via Playwright, graph enumeration, password spraying, and post-exploitation. Behind a single .activity-driven CLI. The device code phishing flow abuses the OAuth device authorization grant for input-constrained devices, turning it into a phishing primitive where tokens are issued to the attacker after a target enters a code at microsoft.com/device-login. The Magic App Discovery hunts for apps with all principals' consent and public redirect URIs. Misconfiguration surface area that expands as enterprises wire AI agents into identity infrastructure. The obj dump. Arbitrary code execution walkthrough demonstrates the ongoing reflections on trusting trust. The tools we use for security analysis work can often be the target of attack.
Own your stack. AI sovereignty and the infrastructure race. Dragan Spiridonov spent 3 weeks, 2 countries, and a dozen conference rooms collecting data points, and the finding was the same everywhere. Owning your AI stopped being a preference and became the work. At Expoke UI in Madrid, most energy in the room was still going into basics. Refining agent definitions, getting a single agent to behave. Only a handful of people were thinking about the harness, the memory layer, the context delivery pipeline. At Budapest Craft Conference and the Agentics Foundation meetup, the same question surfaced sharper, because the people asking it were the ones building what everyone else is a year behind. The economics flipped while the industry watched leaderboards. DeepSeek V4 Pro scores in the 80s on S3 Bench under MIT license at roughly 34x cheaper per output token than closed frontier models. Gemma 4, Quen, Kimi, and GLM sit in the same tier. Ural, LM2-2B covers all 24 EU languages on EU supercomputing resources. The tools to own your stack exist. Between conferences, Spiridonov validated local LLM judges for his agentic QE fleet. Both Quen330B and DeepSeek V3.0324 cleared ARUG 0.997 on a 150 pattern benchmark set, running entirely on an M-series Mac for $0 with nothing phoned home. The component that decides what my system learns runs on hardware I own. Vendor independence is not a manifesto. It is a benchmark you can rerun. The theoretical foundation for this shift comes from an essay arguing that what is at stake is not some digital tool but how organizations continue to learn, build IP, and differentiate. Every company will need to build human capital and token capital, the firm's AI capability it builds and owns. The key test. A company should be able to switch out a generalist model without losing the company veteran expertise encoded in its learning system. Private eval should capture whether a model is improving against outcomes that matter to the business, not external benchmarks. Private reinforcement learning environments should let models grow stronger on real traces from inside the organization. This loop becomes the new IP of the firm, a hill-climbing machine that compounds. The last thing any of us want is a world where every company across every sector is ceding value to a few models that eat everything they see, the essay argues. If all the value is accrued by only a few models, the political economy will simply not tolerate it. The infrastructure layer is evolving to match. One practitioner joined IICP, an open protocol for intent-based discovery and peer-to-peer routing of AI agents and inference workloads. Describe what you need, for example, LLM. : The mesh finds the right capability, and the work happens directly between peers. No vendor lock-in, no API keys, no data leaving your control. The network is tiny, and mostly one person, but the architecture is Apache 2.0, deployed and conformance tested. The pattern is playing out at scale too. OpenRouter Fusion calls 5 models, then pays a 6th to decide what the 5 meant. Databricks Omnigent runs a meta-harness controlling Claude, Codex, Pi policies, and sandboxes. The observation is sharp. The next gold rush is not models. It is the control plane between you and the LLMs. You own the AI workflow. They own the toll booth. A commenter who tracked the exact same cycle with service meshes and API gateways put it plainly. When a third-party SaaS owns the routing logic and sandboxing for your agents, they don't just charge a toll. They introduce unpredictable latency and a massive single point of failure. Agentic content creation and the tooling layer. Nate Herkelman opened Claude Code, typed one prompt, went to the gym, and came back to a finished YouTube video. The avatar is AI Hagen Avatar 5, the voice is an 11 Labs clone, the script was written by Claude, and every motion graphic was built as HTML animated with GSAP. Time to the exact words being spoken. The whole thing took about an hour and roughly 380K tokens, eating almost half of his $200/month max plan. Claude split the script into sub-minute chunks for voice generation. Longer runs cause voice drift, rendered each via Hagen's Avatar 5 API, stitched clips with FFmpeg, ran word-level transcription, built every graphic as code, then checked its own work by rendering frames and visually reviewing them. Two honest caveats worth noting. Copying the exact prompt won't reproduce the result, because the system depends on pre-built hyperframe skills in the harness, and Fable isn't actually required. The model matters less than the system you wrap around it. One commenter did the math and estimated the non-subsidized cost at several hundred dollars for under 3 minutes of video. More expensive than shooting and editing with humans. Meta harness ships as a factory for agent frameworks. Not another framework itself. Point it at a GitHub repo or start blank, and in under 60 seconds it produces a custom harness with agents, skills, MCP tools, governance policy, and ED25519 witness signed provenance. Output is an NPM publishable package with your branding and NPX CLI, running on 9 hosts including Claude Code, Codex, Pi.D, EV, and GitHub Actions. Its Draco benchmark proves a tuned harness beats a vanilla model, and a fusion harness beats everything. Measured, not asserted. An MCP security scanner flags shell/network grants, missing audit/timeouts, and wildcard permissions. With only 1 in 1,600 people reportedly using Codex, the adoption gap between available tooling and practitioner adoption remains enormous. At the opposite end of the complexity spectrum, Ponytail puts the lazy senior dev. The one with the oval glasses who replaces your 50 lines with one. Inside your AI agent, the plugin enforces a 6-rung decision ladder. Does this need to exist? Steedlib does it. Native platform feature? Installed dependency? One line? Only then, the minimum that works. Benchmarked across Haiku, Sonnet, and Opus on 5 everyday tasks, Ponytail produces 8.0.94% less code at 4.7. 77% less cost, and 3-6x faster than a no-skill agent. Every shortcut is marked with a ponytail. Comment naming its upgrade path, and trust boundary validation, security, and accessibility are explicitly never on the chopping block. It installs on 13 agents across Claude Code, Codex, Copilot CLI, Pi, OpenCode, Gemini CLI, and 6 instruction-only adapters. The insight is the same one the video pipeline demonstrates from the other direction. The model is the engine, but the scaffold determines whether you get a date picker or a time zone discussing flat picker wrapper component.
Optimization, citation rot, and the tools fighting back. Writer Will Ormus coined a word that deserves wider circulation, optimization. Companies are flooding the web with self-serving best of listicles, Reddit sock puppet campaigns, and hidden AI prompt injections, engineered not to convince humans, but to train chatbots to recommend their brands. The mechanism is precise and devastating. Chatbots don't rank pages by authority like search engines. They read text and generate answers based on semantic relevance. A Wirecutter review and a brand's own marketing copy use the same vocabulary, and the model can't tell them apart. Research found that most Reddit posts cited by AI chatbots have roughly 20 upvotes. The crowd intelligence signal that makes Reddit useful to humans is invisible to bots. Hidden prompt injections work because models follow instructions in context windows without distinguishing trusted sources from adversarial web pages. The compounding problem. Chatbots cite sources, which sounds like accountability but creates false authority. When an AI says, according to, and the link leads to a company's own marketing page or URL that 404s, users assume verification happened. It didn't. The citation is decorative. The countermeasures are emerging. A web researcher MCP server classifies every source it touches. Source type, blog, authority tier, low for a company domain. Source type, peer-reviewed, authority tier, high for journal articles. The verify recommendation tool checks whether a domain ranks its own brand first, detects author conflicts of interest, validates domain reputation, and verifies link liveness. The verify citation tool queries Crossref, OpenAlex, and the handle registry to confirm a DOI exists, checks Retraction Watch for discredited papers, tests HTTP liveness with Internet Archive fallback, and performs lexical coverage analysis to determine whether a cited source actually supports the claim it's cited for. An audit bibliography function processes up to 200 entries concurrently, distinguishing between not found checked against Crossref and absent. Possible fabrication and unchecked can't corroborate. But absence of evidence isn't evidence of absence. 16 lens domains restrict queries to curated domain lists. A lens, journalism search means a geo-optimized brand blog literally cannot appear in the results. The document verification problem cuts the other direction too. Leapable turns private documents into an AI searchable workspace where every answer cites the exact page in the original, with a verifiable provenance chain from answer through excerpt through page through source through content hash. It auto-configures across 10 MCP clients,
accepts 21 file types, and critically, refuses to answer when evidence isn't there rather than guessing. Stanford HAI's 2024 benchmark found Westlaw AI-assisted research hallucinated more than 34% of the time, citing cases that don't exist. The value proposition is blunt, for anyone whose answers must be defensible. Litigation, research, deal-making, investigation. Every AI agent today is great at writing. They're terrible at answering from.
Rethinking reasoning, from tokens to computation. A new paper from Percepta AI asks a question that reframes the entire LLM capability debate. Can a transformer literally be a computer? Not a coordinator of computation, but the executor itself? The answer is yes, and the technical unlock is elegant. They implemented a WebAssembly interpreter inside transformer weights, turning arbitrary C code into tokens the model executes step by step within its own inference loop. No external tool calls, no sandboxed interpreters, no round trips. To compute 3 plus 5, the model emits WebAssembly instructions and produces an execution trace token by token. i32.const i32.add output halt. All within the model's own decoding stream at over 30,000 tokens per second on CPU. The key technical idea: by restricting lookup heads to dimension 2, attention queries become convex hull queries answerable in logarithmic time instead of linear scans. This turns million-step execution traces from impractical to routine. Their system solves the Arto Inkala Sudoku, widely regarded as the hardest ever constructed, in under 3 minutes, entirely within the transformer, with 100% accuracy. The guarantee is universal. If the compiled solver is correct, the execution is correct. The restriction remains sufficient for Turing completeness with arbitrarily many heads and layers. The vision extends to hybrid architectures where full dimension heads reason while 2D heads compute, or speculative execution where the fast model proposes tokens a larger model verifies. The code-based reasoning movement attacks the same bottleneck from the opposite direction. Instead of making the transformer compute internally, MinRLM gives models a REPL, Python or JavaScript, that holds the entire context while showing the LLM only a fraction of it. A 10 million token context can be consolidated into 10,000 tokens the LLM actually processes, with the code layer handling transformation, filtering, and recursive processing. The argument: 90% plus of used tokens should never enter the attention mechanism. Real-world validation arrived when Perplexity reportedly added RLM to their search stack. And on 13 different benchmark tasks, MinRLM reaches state-of-the-art results. The approach runs safely in Docker with custom seccomp policies and no networking. A 27-author paper from Michigan, Stanford, MIT, Yale, CMU, Harvard, and others proposes a structural fix for the research pipeline itself. The last human-written paper introduces Agent-Native Research Artifacts, ARA, a protocol that replaces the narrative paper with an agent-executable research package. The problem is quantified precisely. Failed runs account for 90.2% of total dollar cost in the Meter Evol Analysis public dataset, with a median failed to success token ratio of 113x agents, without access to prior failure records independently rediscover every dead end. ARA organizes research into 4 layers: structured scientific logic, executable code with full specifications, an exploration graph preserving the branching process narrative compilation discards, and grounded evidence binding every claim to raw outputs. On Paperbench, ARA raises question answering accuracy from 72.4% to 93.7% and reproduction success from 57.4% to 64.4%. The architecture complexity problem is older than anyone cares to admit. Steve Yege's Lost Amazon essay from November 2004. Written inside the company, briefly public in 2006 before Werner Vogels asked him to take it down, turns on one question: do Amazon's internal data services reduce or increase overall systems complexity? His answer: breaking up databases solved the two-tier problem of SQL wired into client code, but handed the bill to app developers who lost SQL's expressiveness and got a patchwork of hand-built service calls. The fix he outlined: build a new query language that abstracts the APIs away for the clients. Is GraphQL, which Facebook shipped in 2012 to solve exactly those two problems. He wrote it in 2004. 22 years later, the same architectural tension plays out in AI. We decompose monolithic capabilities into specialized services agents, tools, APIs, gain flexibility, and immediately confront the orchestration tax. The control plane debate, the harness over model argument, and the ARA protocol all rhyme with the same unresolved question Yege asked 2 decades ago.